Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Lee Wainwright, big in the game, used to be big director for Countrywide, then became managing director of Purple Bricks, and now is a boss man at Focal Agent, who does an awful lot of outsourcing for estate agents with photos and Matterports and fancy floor plans. The question I want to ask you today, Lee, is why do you think there's been a lot of consolidation in the estate agency? We've got a lot of we've got Foxtons buying Douglas and Gordon. We've got Connells buying Countrywide. We've got chains being bought up all the time. Do you think this is an inevitable thing? Why is this happening? Talk to me.
Yeah, so I don't think it's any different currently to what it's been since the dawn of time in a state agency, whether it was, I mean, the first one that I probably was involved in at a reasonable level was Countrywide buying Nationwide Building Society, a state agency business, famously for a pound, getting a fleet of 1,200 company cars included in that deal, whether it's Bradford and Bingley, Prudential, you know, there's always been an appetite to accelerate growth for the champion leadership teams having more areas and opportunities to influence and to drive value. And I think that's very similar to now to the way that it's been in agency since I got involved back in the 90s.
Whilst I've never spoken with David Plumtree, he does have a reputation of being a savvy businessman and being quite very smart. If you were David Plumtree, what would you do to integrate the two businesses? Would you keep all the brands? Would you? Because, I mean, you used to be big in the game at Countrywide, so you'll know a bit about Countrywide. What would you do if you were him?
I think David would already have a plan. He is super savvy. I think there's a huge amount of respect for him and his leadership team. And I think they've done a very, very good piece of business. They've bought real value for money. And I think they'll do a fabulous job. I think there's one of the things I definitely found myself challenging a lot at Countrywide was the lack of love for the brands. So certainly one of the things I struggled with was I ran Dixon's, I ran Bear Stuyves, I ran Lock in England, I ran R.A. Bennett's as a single leader of four estate agency brands. It's very difficult to give those brands the love and care that my competitors were able to give some of the brands and businesses they were responsible for.
It's the way we roll in Lincolnshire. Yeah,
flybys.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what we get in Lincolnshire. Yeah, go on.
And I think that would be a really interesting thing to see play out. I think Connells have done a very, very good job with the brands that they've acquired. I think the way that they...
Would you keep the brands?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure I'd keep all of them, but I would definitely feel comfortable that the brands that are there are, there's some heavyweight brands there that have done very, very well. And I wouldn't be surprised if they kept some of them and amplified the value that they've got. But they definitely need love, care and attention.
And I mean, obviously, I'm assuming, you know, you deal with the Connells group, with your existing group, and you've said privately that you found them professionally. What would your message be to the staff of Countrywide who were a bit scared that, you know, one of their biggest competitors is taking them over?
Yeah, I'm not sure the staff at Countrywide are scared. I think that the staff at Countrywide have, they've been pretty poorly treated over the last 4 or 5 years, and I think they're looking forward to working for a leadership team that is very clear, very passionate about estate agency, very focused on keeping strategically.
And they are estate agents. It's not as if they've been brought in, you know, and set up some retail organisation or...
Well, I think, you know, it's difficult not to feel hugely respectful for the guys at Connells when they've all come through the business. They've all taken NEGS roles and run branches, and they understand deeply the jobs that they're asking the people that they're leading to do. You know, I personally, I mean, we did my interview before about T-Boy to CEO. Yeah. I genuinely was 17 years old, took a job and thought I was making tea. Somebody fell off was fell sick this on my second day, and I was out doing viewings, and the support that I've had through my career to be able to make that progression is incredible. And the Connells leadership team is very committed to driving that people development.
All I've heard is good things about them. They're very quiet. They're not showy. They don't put themselves in public. But from what I've heard, everyone that I trust say they're bang on. So, you know, I wish everyone well on that journey, and I wish Connells, hope they can take the Countrywide brands, probably pile them down a bit, and become the force that I think they're going to be.
Yeah, they'll be great estate agents.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.